This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, cutting away all the briars and the brambles and the error that confronts us on every hand. My friend, let's ask the Lord to give us a direct truth, a complete truth, not just a half truth, not just a fable, but give us the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. But we bring you this study on the 11th chapter of Hebrews now, and we'd come down to the 5th and 6th verses in our last study there, and we read those two verses. I want to go back and read them now again. We were running out of time. The 5th verse says, 5th verse of the 11th chapter, by faith Enoch, let's go slow. Enoch was translated. You know, when I was young, growing up, didn't know nothing about the Bible, I didn't know what in the world that meant. Well, the Lord took him. The Lord took Enoch, translated him. He never saw death. He and one other man, old Elijah. Oh, my friend, that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this, his testimony that he pleased God. Now, let me ask you something, believer, Christian, church members, are you pleasing God? Are you pleasing God? I have to admit that it's not much pleasing God going on. Nowhere is it. In the ministry, in the churches, wherever you... No, mama, we pleasing flesh. We pleasing the self. We pleasing our own self. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we'll die. Old man friend, eat, drink, and be merry, the man said, for thou hast much goods laid up for him. Did you know that man went to hell that night? The Bible says, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required. And I stand in my pulpit on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, other time, and I make this statement that you know you may not get home. You may not get home tonight, I tell them. You may not get home today. So I tell you, especially you truckers out there on the highway, many of my old trucker friends I have out there that listen to the Old Trailblazer, did you know you might not get home? You might have a wife, a widow, and a bunch of children before you get home, my friend. Why not turn to the Lord now? Why not stop up there at the next wayside park or the way station and ask the Lord to save you? Just take the blame, my friend. You say, what is salvation? It's taking the blame, trusting the Lord. You're going down the highway in that old 18-wheeler loaded with explosives back there somewhere. Are you trusting the Lord to get you there? But are you trusting the Lord to take you to heaven when you die? I asked you that question. Then in that 6th verse we see, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, you read that verse again. Without faith, it's impossible. You say, well, how do you obtain faith? Oh, my friend, it's a gift of God. Listen, he said, he that cometh to God, that's me and you, you and me, we must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If it ever dawned upon your heart that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The Bible tells us to strive to enter in. The Bible tells, seek the Lord while he may be found. Oh, my friend, listen, listen. This is the Old Trailblazer. We're working on this verse here, and these 5 and 6 verses of Hebrews 11. But let's look back. In the opening of our study of faith of Enoch, we notice the order as God gives it here in the 11th chapter. We find that is not a historical order or a chronological order. No, we mean by that, if you look up at verse 9 and look there at verse 9 on down, you'll find that Isaac and Jacob are mentioned before Sarah is mentioned in verse 11. Then if you'll read verse 30, look there, verse 30, you'll find that the walls of Jericho fell, that it mentioned in fall, that is mentioned in falling before faith of Rahab is mentioned in verse 31, and yet Rahab was saved by faith. We'll get to that. I want to tell you that story about Rahab, if you let me. Oh, but listen, then we read in verse 32, Gideon is mentioned before Barak, and then David is mentioned before Samuel. So let's look. Now, what is God's order is given here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews? Let's call it by this name, experimental order, not a historical order, as they see, as they come in history, but in an experimental order. The Holy Spirit chooses these characters of faith, not in their historical order, primarily, but in the experimental order. Now, listen, let's go back and we'll see what I mean. Abel, first we see in Abel, faith worship. Now, you get it. Abel, we see that faith worshiping. In Enoch, we see faith walking. In Noah, we see faith witnessing. And I think those things ought to go home to your heart. Listen, let me go back. Worshiping by faith comes before walking by faith. Did you get that? And walking by faith comes before witnessing by faith. Man has reversed that order today, and we see it on every hand. Listen, just as soon as a person comes out saying that they're saved, makes a profession of being a Christian, that individual is pushed into some form of Christian service. I heard a lady say the other day, she was going to a certain such a church here in the local community and said, they're working me to death. They're working me to death. Teaching Sunday school, all of those things. The emphasis today is put on service, and they put service ahead of worship and ahead of walking. When worshiping by faith, walking by faith comes long before witnessing by faith. Now, usually when a person comes out and tells me they're saved, I have all the assurance that God has delivered them. I said, all right, now you go over yonder and sit down and get still. Keep your mouth shut. I know what you've been through under the Holy Spirit's work. Weary, like I tell you. And get still before the Lord and worship Him. Thank Him. Get still. And listen. And then later on, we'll give you something to do. That's right. Now, that's why the Holy Spirit has selected those in that order. And we'll see as we go on down the line with it. Worshiping by faith comes before walking by faith. Worshiping by faith comes before walking by faith. And walking by faith comes before witnessing by faith. Now, that's God's order. And if we'll study God's word closely, that's what we're trying to do here, we'll find that God has an order. And it's illustrated right here. Enoch walked by faith, must precede Noah witnessing by faith. Now, as we come to oftentimes we run out of time, but we still got a little more time. We get started in our next section over here. I wish you would pray for the old trailblazer. You remember that we're here every day, Monday through Friday. And let's go back and look again. You folks in our radio audience, I wish every one of you would keep your Bibles right there by your side. And I've asked you to read this 11th chapter of Hebrews several times through, if you will. And it'll bless your heart, I believe. And we're reminded oftentimes that we're not able to do what the Lord wants us to do. But I would like to tell you this little story before we move on. Once I heard someone say, old Dr. Beecher, that's one of, it was a day of old Ingersoll, a great old infidel who went up and down the country lambasting the Bible, making fun of blood redemption in Christ. And it was his folly to poke fun at preachers. We were talking about how that the world doesn't accept God's man. And he'd just poke fun at preachers here and there. And this was many, many years ago. And then he'd attempt to get in an argument, or a debate, he called it. And we find that God's word is not to be argued. Sitting in a depot one day, he was making fun with preachers and pastors there about the word, asking them questions they couldn't answer. And finally, Dr. Beecher walked in there where the group was and turned to him and said, Dr. Beecher, would you answer old Bob Ingersoll here? And Dr. Beecher never opened his mouth for a while. And after a while, when everything got quiet, and he said, gentlemen, I saw a sight a while ago, and I want to tell you about it. Everyone became really quiet. He said, I was coming down the street and I saw an old man on two crutches, crippled and ragged. He started across a muddy street and a young bully came up and knocked the crutches out from under him and let him fall in the mud. And old Ingersoll was the first one to jump to his feet and said, who is that fellow, doctor? Show him to me. I'll tend to him. Quietly and calmly, but positively, he pointed his finger at old Bob Ingersoll's face and said, Mr. Ingersoll, you're the bully. Poor fallen humanity only has two crutches to walk on, the Word of God and the crucified, buried, and risen Lord. And you've come along and did everything you know how to knock those out from under us, and you've given us nothing in return. That's what infidelity does. That's what atheism does. That's what modernism does. That's what evolutionists do. And listen, that's what neo-orthodoxy does. They come along and knock the props out from under us by questioning the Word of God. So much of that's going on today, belittling the deity of Christ. They leave nothing for a poor fallen creature like you and me to live on. They have no hope and they care not if we have any hope. I hope that story meant something to you. It's a true story, and Pastor Shelton told it to me many, many, many years ago. I'd almost forgotten it, but that's what the world does. I know that this prayer in school is not what we'd call important. But the fact that we can't, the fact that we can't say this, and the fact that we can't do that, the fact that we can't lay somebody off a job because they act stupid or don't obey, you can't lay them off because the ACLU will keep coming running in there to you. But this is the old trailblazer. We'll get back in that in our next study. And then I tell you, if you want to be a missionary by heart, we have Pastor Shelton's tracts here that we've published ourselves, and we'll send you a title list of all the titles. And you can pick and choose what you'd like to give out. Put them in the waiting room at the hospitals and the drug stores and all of those places. And we have women and men both do that. And drop me a little note and tell me to send you some tracts. We'll be glad to do that. No charge. Pray for me. Would you do that? And if you would, say, Lord, that old trailblazer, about wore out, coming down to the end of life. Would you just hold him up? Would you give him strength? And would you help him with the broadcast? Oh, my friend, you can do that, and it'll do your heart good. Do you know it'll do your heart good just to pray? I'll give you my phone number here at the office. It's 225-664-8658. Call me there one day, and let's talk. And then if you're here in the local area, in the Baton Rouge, Walker area, come by and let's drink coffee together. Remember the Trailblazer's mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye, and God bless you.
The blood.